Today's daf is Vachim Daf Samach Tes. We are 17 lines from the top of Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph. The two dots, Molak Bismoil Oy Belayla V'chulu. So we're in the middle of a sugya that began with a Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph that discusses a Koyen that brought Chatas Oif or an Oilas Oif, but Oif and Psol. When do we say that the oif is Tommy Tumas Nevela, and when do we say that it's not Tommy Tumas Nevela? The background to this, of course, is that a Nevela in Halacha wears two hats. A Nevela is Asir Bachila. A Nevela is also Tommy. The Nevela of a Behema is Tommy Tumachamura. It's Tommy Bemaga, Ubemasa. The Nevela of an oif Tahar has a very unique type of Tuma. It's mitama bebeis abliya. So if somebody puts it in his beis abliya, he would become tamei. We saw that not only would the person become tamei, but any clothing that he's wearing would also become tamei. So this is a parsha mechudeshes in the world of tumah v'tahira. The discussion in the Mishnah on Daf Samaches was, what would be if a koyein brought an oif that's kachim, did the avodah, but it was done in an improper way. That's for sure that any ritzoy that one gets when he brings a carbon that he's supposed to bring, he would not attain. The question is, as it relates to the other din nevela, as it relates to the laws of tumah v'tahira, do we say that this oif right now would be tameh, or would it not be tameh? And the Mishnah said that really it depends on what the psul is. In the event that a pasul did the malika, malikasam psula, the enem etame bebeis abliya, we would say that we don't treat it as an avela with regards to the laws of tumah. Malak bismoil, if the malika was done by a kosher, but mit the linka hand, oy balayla, it was done by a kosher, mit the rechta hand, but it was done by nacht, it was done at night, shachat chulam befnim, all these cases, malak besakin, what would be if the malika was done, but not with the fingernail of the kohen, but rather it was done with a knife? Oy, malak chulim bifnim, v'kachim b'chutz, toirin shlo yigi azmanim, b'nei yoyno, she'ovar zmanim, she'ov shagapa, she'nismas eino, she'nikdor raglo, all those cases are metame b'beis abliya. The bottom line is it metame b'beis abliya, or is it not metame b'beis abliya? Well, it depends. What does it depend on? So the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah says, here's the rule. Ze'aklal. Kol she'psuli b'kodesh. In the event the psul is what we would deem to be psuloi b'kodesh, ein metame b'beis abliya. And if it was loy hoya psuloi b'kodesh, so then already it would be metame b'beis abliya. What pshat in psuloi b'kodesh is, that we already discussed. Why is the din tumah v'tahira tali and whether it's psula b'kodesh or not psula b'kodesh, that we also already discussed. But what emerges from the first daf here in this sugya and from Rashi right away in the Mishnah is that really this sugya is tali in another sugya that we're going to get into in great depth, sugya that's a lot easier, by the way, than this sugya, and that's in Perek HaMizbeach Mikadosh. Almost everything we're going to learn after this sugya is easier than this sugya. But there's an idea that sometimes if you take a davar pasul, like a murim psulim, and you put it on the mizbeach, you have to get it off. Can't be there. It's pasul. How could it be on the mizbeach? But then there's a concept of im olu lo yerdu. What's the hachra? When do we say that if it goes on the mizbeach, get it down, yerdu? When do we say im olu lo yerdu? So the Mishnah in Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh says it's totally in this. If it's psulei bakoidesh, im olu lo yerdu. If it's not psulei bakoidesh, then it's im olu yerdu. Rashi speaks out, and again, it's based on the Gemara, that the reason the hagdara of whether it's metama or not metama is tali im psulei bakoidesh is not so much because it's tali im psulei bakoidesh, but more because it's tali in im olu yerdu im olu lo yerdu. Zaysay meres. If the avoida was an avoida, where the halacha is that the emurim, albeit b'di evit, can go on the mizbeach, so that means you did something. If you did something, there's no way you can view this oif as an avela. An avela is if it dropped dead, but to the extent that the avoidas that you didn't had a chshivos for the b'di'evidigah hakrova, at least, of a malu l'yerdu, well then the halach is going to be ein metame b'beis avli. If, however, it would be a malu yerdu, so that means you didn't do anything. The malika is not a malika, nothing's a nothing. Well, if you have an oif and you didn't do the malika, it'd be like if you had a behemoth where you didn't do a shechita, it would be treated like an avela, and if that's the case, the halach is, it would be metame b'beis avli. Either way, today's daf is going to pick up on this note, and really it's going to quote a few Teres Koyanim, a Tanu Rabbanon, which is a brisa, the source of this brisa, as we'll see, is a Teres Koyanim, a Tanya Idach, which is another brisa, and the source of that is also a Teres Koyanim, drushes, technical, or related to these halachas. So again, the Mishnah said, Molak b'smoil oy b'layla, einon mitamois bebeis habliya. Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a brisa, yochol te malika, shehi lifnim, mitame begot bebeis habliya. You would think that malika that's done inside the azara would be mitame bebeis habliya. Now, first glance, it doesn't sound like anything was wrong. You did the malika befnim. That's amazing. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So why would you think it's mitame begadim bebe sabliya? So the Mefarish says, by the way, it's not Rashi here, right? It's the Mefarish. So the Mefarish says that what we're talking about is where the malika was done by apostle. So you would have thought that if someone that's not allowed to do the avoid, would do the avoid. The apostle would do the malika, it would now be mitame begadim bebe sabliya, simply because of the fact that the Malika was a Malika Psula. So if the Malika is Psula, so it's not proper Malika. You didn't kill it in the right way. It should be Tommy Tomas Nevela. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says Nevela. So where does it say Nevela? It says, V'chol nefesh asher toichal Nevela utrefa be'ezrach uvager v'chibes begad v'rachatz b'maya v'tomei yad ha'arif. Now this is a very important Pasuk. It's going to be the topic of most of the daf right now. It's short daf, by the way. But it's going to be the topic of most of the short daf. The Pasuk is talking about a person that ain't a nevela and he's tame. Let's look at it more carefully. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa ba'ezrach uvager v'chibes begadav v'rochatz b'mayim v'tomei ad ha'arev. So somebody ate a nevela and as a result he became tame. So what type of nevela are we talking about? It's easy, because we're talking about a nevela that one would only become tummy if he ate it. Which nevela is one only tummy if he eats? The nevela of an oif tahar, right? It's mitama only bebeis abliya. Another giveaway is, the Pasuk says, not only is the person v'tame yad ha'aref, v'chibes begadav, his clothing are also going to be tame. Which person who comes in contact with a nevela that's tame, does his begadim also become tameh? It's the nevela of the oif tahar, which is mitameh not only the person, but even his begadim, bebeis abliya. So again, v'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela is talking about the nevela of an oif tahar. But either way, says the Braisa, you would have thought that a malika that was done by apostle inside the azara should be mitameh begadim bebeis abliya. Tamud loymar, it says the word nevela. And being that it says nevela, it's not mitameh begadim bebeis abliya. Why not? Because this is ke'ilu not a nevela. For tomorrow, why not? Hanami nevela. To the extent that the malika was a malika psula, so it's no different than if you didn't shech the animal properly. Of course, it's going to be a nevela. So the Gemara says, "Elo tamalim atreifa." The diuk is not from the word nevela; the diuk is from the word treifa. And really, if you think about it, why is this word treifa mentioned in this pasuk? Why are we talking about a treifa? Talking about a nevela. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela be'ezrach uvager v'chibes begadav v'rachas b'mayim v'tamei yad ha'arev. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela u'treifa. And by the way, this ha'ar of why does Torah mention the word treifa is really going to underpin the next part of the daf, and it's also going to underpin tomorrow's daf. That word treifa is throwing us for a loop here, and that's what Chazal saw there. The Torah must have had a kivun when it threw in that word treifa, and this is what it's coming to teach me. It's coming to teach me, ma treifa she'ima teres, eso iser, when an animal becomes a treifa, is there any iser that now becomes mutter? Doesn't even make sense. Can't say it was treifas. You have an animal that was aser. Now became a treifa. Oh, now all of a sudden it's mutter. Treifa is not materis eso iser. Af kol she'im materis eso iser. So too, we learn from here that the only time this tumas nevela is if the way the animal became a nevela did not trigger any heter. Yotza malika she'ilafnen. As opposed to the malika, even of a apostle, that's done in the Azara. Hoyo vihi materis eso iser. Being that it's mater and iser. What iser is a mater? It's mater the iser of putting the emurim on the mizbeach. Because the halach is that even though lechatchila you wouldn't be allowed to put it on the mizbeach. But im alu loy kyerdu. So the halach is im metame begadim bebeis abliya. That's why it won't be metame begadim bebeis abliya. So you would have thought that a malika that's done by apostle lifnim should be metame. Makes a lot of sense. It's not a kosher malika. So now it's going to be an avela. Talmud loy matreifa. And we learn from there that the only time nevela is going to be a nevela is if it's not being matter any issa. Meaning when it became a nevela, when it died, there was no issa that became mutter. Dum yada treif. Being that this malika psula was matter le'inyanim alu lo yerdu, al kapana b'di yevet, so it's for that reason that it won't be mitama hevi. The Braisa continues and says that from this hekish between avel and treifa, I could be memayit, I could also be marba. We're memayit malikas psulim, but we could also be marba hamoyle kachem bachutz. If somebody would do malika with kachem bachutz, umoyle chulin, or if somebody would do malika with chulin, beimi bifnim, beimi bachutz, hoyul ve'ein matir neso iser, being that in those situations, you're not being matir any iser, right? Moyle kachem bachutz is the wrong type of malika. Moyle chulin is no shaykhis, so it doesn't matter if it's bifnim or mibachutz. In all of those cases, you killed the oif in the wrong way, thus you could hear why it would be an avela, and there's no imolu lo yerdu that comes along with it. To the contrary, in all of these cases, if you would take that oif now, you'd put it on the mizbeach, the din would be imolu yerdu. Well, if that's the case, then matam begadim beis apliya, then it would be matam begadim beis apliya. So you want to know why the Torah put the word treifa in this pasuk of Tumas Nevela? Because really, the word treifa is a very, very critical word. That the ikur din of nivlas oif tahar being metame begadim bebeis apliya, I don't need it. I could have said v'chol nefesh hashatoichal nevela be'ezach u'bager v'chibas b'gadim v'rochas b'mai v'tamei elarav, I would know everything I need to know. But in terms of some of these chatas oif tega halachis, I only know that because Torah wrote the word treifa. In fact, the treifa is the machriya. You want to know when the halach is it's metame begadim bebeis apliya, when it's malika psula, and when it's not, dum you the treifa. That's mamish what it boils down to. When an oif becomes a treifa, there's no issa that's becoming mutter. If when the oif becomes an avela, there's no issa that's becoming mutter. No iser even of a bidiyevediga haktara. Well, then the halach is that it's going to be metame begadim beis apliya. If, however, there's any iser, even a ma'olu lo yerdu diga iser, then the halach is that it's not going to be metame begadim beis apliya, which, by the way, is a makar now to the halacha of our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said that kol shepsul bakoidish, that it's not metame begadim beis apliya. If it's absul bakoidish, it is metame begadim beis apliya. Why is it totally in that? It comes from this word of treifa. Another braisa that's going to jump on this word treifa. Yachl, you would have thought they'd shechita schulim bifnim. If somebody would shecht an oif that's schulim bifnim, v'kachim, or if somebody would shecht kachim, beimi bifnim, maybe bachotz, whether it's bifnim or bachotz, metame beis abliya, chmi metame beis abliya, the Torah says nevela to tell me that it's not metam begadim beis avliya. So again, this brisa mirrors the previous brisa. So yochol, you would have thought a certain situation where you killed the oif in the wrong way, it should be metam beis avliya because lamaisa you didn't kill it in the proper way. Talmud loymar, the word nevela to tell me that it's not. Now, what's this brisa specifically talking about? These cases are so nuanced, right? So we're talking about where somebody shechted an oif chulim lifnim. Not supposed to shecht chulim b'fnim, not supposed to bring chulim b'fnim, so that you got it wrong. The kachim beimi b'fnim, maybe b'chutz. Or if somebody shechted kachim b'fnim b'chutz, anytime you shecht a knife that's kachim, you got it wrong. If you shechted b'chutz, it's way more wrong. But the bottom line is, all three of these cases, you did something wrong. Shechitas chulim b'fnim, the shechit is right, but it's chulim, can't be b'fnim. Shechitas kachim b'chutz, no shaychis, and shechitas kachim b'fnim, so you got the kachim right and the bifnim right, but you were supposed to do malik, you weren't supposed to do shchit. So again, hatzad hashav of all these things are, you got the wrong. So you would have thought that what? The halach is, it's metama, basically, the pasuk says, nevela, to tell me, not freit the Gemara, nevela, hanami nevela, same kach like we had earlier. Where do you see in the word nevela that these things are excluded? Ella says, the Gemara, Talmud loymar, it says treifa. That word treifa that we mentioned earlier is an extra word. In this price, we're going to darshan a little bit differently. Ma treifa shava bifnim kebachutz, just like a treifa. There's no nafkemina if it's bifnim or bachotz, right? An animal becomes a treifa, bifnim, it's aser, bachotz, it's aser. There's no nafkemina between bifnim and chotz when it comes to treifa. After kol, shava is bifnim bachotz. So too, the only time you're going to have a halacha where an animal is going to be tame, tumas nevela, when it becomes an avela, is if this thing that happened to it would make it an avela, say if it happened bifnim, say if it happened bachotz. Yotza shchitas chulim bifnim, as opposed to shchitas chulim bifnim, v'kachem beim bifnim, maybe bachotz, the three cases of this price, being that the din is not the same, bifnim bachotz, emetam begadim beis abliya, so for that reason it's not going to be metam. So dumi the treifa, the price says we could be memaik, shchitas chulim bifnim, Shchitas kachem bifnim and shchitas kachem bachutz. Where do you see that? Because treifa doesn't discriminate between pnim and chutz. The only time an oifin of it becoming a velo would be metam begadim beis abliya is if it's a situation where it doesn't discriminate between pnim and chutz. All three of these cases, there's a chiluk between pnim and chutz. Shchitas chulin there's a chilek between if it's bifnim b'chutz, and shchitas kotchim, there's a chilek between it's bifnim b'chutz. So without even trying to figure out what this means on our own, the Gemara is going to do the work for us. Says the Gemara, bishlem chulin, bishlem when it comes to shchitas chulin, I hear the lamdis. Loi shavu bifnim b'chutz. Right, there's a chilek between bifnim b'chutz. If somebody would shecht chulin b'chutz, would it be an avela? No. So if you shecht chulin b'fnim, then it also won't become an avela. Meaning, even though shechitas chulin b'fnim technically should make it an avela, al zeh nema dumi detreifa, it has to be shavu b'fnim b'bachot, and being that shechitas chulin b'chot is the right way you're supposed to do it, so even if it's shechitas chulin b'fnim, it's going to be okay. Ela kachim, but as it relates to kachim, idi v'idi psulim ninu, they're actually one and the same, because shechitas kachim b'fnim and shechitas kachim b'chot are both a problem. Why? If it's b'chot, well, kachim b'chot is no shaykhis, and even when it's bifnim, it's a problem because you're supposed to do malika, you're not supposed to do shchita. So I hear how the word treifa could be memait from tumas nevela shchitas chulin bifnim, because shchitas chulin b'chutz is okay, so it's loy shava. But as it relates to shchitas kachem, it is shava. Kisai bifnim, sai b'chutz, l'chayre both cases should be a problem. Amar Rava, so Rava said no. Imay ilo loy shchitas chutz l'chay v'karitz loy toyo loy. Rava said a geshmak esvara. Rava said in the world of ashechet v'mayla, in the world of shchutei chutz, if somebody shechts an oif b'chutz, the halach is it's a problem. The person's going to be chayiv karis. So said Rava, that's poshet. That to the extent that somebody would shecht an oif kachem b'chutz, even though the way you're supposed to do the avoda with an oif kachem is not through shchit, it's through malik. But Nisrabin, the parasha of Ashoichet Vamayil of Shkutei Chutz is that if somebody shechts even an oif kachem b'chutz, the halach is, he's going to be chayiv karis. If he's chayiv karis, says Rava, it's poshet, that the animal's not going to be an avela. Because if the shechita is a Torah shechita to be mechayiv a guy karis, if the Torah says, I see this as shechita with regards to karis, there's no way the Torah is not going to see it as shechita with regards to an avela. The last thing the Torah would want to see it as a shechita for is to take away a Yiddish neshama prematurely, right? So to the extent that we view this as a chefz of a shechita regarding karetz, then it has to be it's a shechita with regards to everything else. So shechitas oif kachem b'chutz, in as much as you did it the wrong way, and therefore we can clear it, maybe it's an avela, about filo hachi, we're not going to treat it as an avela. And it's for that reason, shechitas kachem b'chutz, for sure, is not going to be metame b'beis sabli. But the Gemara says, okay, ashkichon chutz, p'nimi nolan. So you have a makar that shechitas kachem b'chutz. But what about shchitas kachim bifnim? There's no chi of karis, so you don't find anywhere from shchitas kachim bifnim that it's achshave, that we treat it like a shchita. So mehecha tesi, then it should not be metame beis abliya, and for the Gemara, very geshmak. Once I know that shchitas kachim b'chutz is not metame beis abliya, well then bifnim, it's also not metame beis abliya. In other words, the Braisna is saying that from the fact that the Torah mentioned the word treifa, we learn that the only time an oif tar is metama is to the extent that it's dumi the treifa. What does it mean, dumi the treifa? Treifa doesn't discriminate between pnim and chutz. So to the way this was killed, it have to be, there was no nafkemina. If this mice, or whatever it was, happened with pnim, happened with chutz. And from there, I can exclude shchitas oif chulun lefnim, shchitas oif kachem bifnim, and shchitas oif kachem b'chutz. Shchitas oif chulun lefnim, that's easy, because shchitas oif chulun b'chutz would not be tameh, because that's the way you're supposed to make it die. So then bifnim, also not, because it would be loy shavu pnim and chutz. And even shchitas oif kachem b'chutz, I know based on Rava Svara, for sure it would not be metame beis abliya. Why not? Because if it's considered shchitli in karis, it certainly has to be shchita with regards to this as well. And once I know it's not considered nevela, if it happens b'chutz, well then so too it wouldn't be a nevela if it happened b'fnim, because of the fact that it's loy shavu. But the Gemara continues with this cheshen. The Gemara says, Iyachi e'bazoi. Malak kachem b'chutz, na miloy. If somebody was malak kachem b'chutz, what's the halacha? There it is metame begodim abeis ablir, right? Shachat chulam b'chutz na. But malak kachem b'chutz is metame regular tumas nevela. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why is it metame? It's lo shavu b'fnim ki b'chutz. Malika's kachem b'chutz is the wrong way to do it. But Malika's kachem bifnim is the right way to do it. So it comes out, it's loy shava, because bifnim it would be good, b'chutz it wouldn't be good. According to this braisa, that the limud from the word shreif is that it has to be shava, l'chayr it's not shava. Amr Avsimi Barashi, Avsimi Barashi said, donin dover shaloy behechsheroi, mi dover shaloy behechsheroi, ve'ein donin dover shaloy behechsheroi, mi dover shabehechsheroi. You have to say that the only time we say the svara, the only time we say the svara of shava is to the extent that what you did was wrong. So if there's two wrong ways of doing it, and in one case it would be metama begodim beis ablir, and the other time it wouldn't be metama, so then we say asfaru dumi de treifa, that they have to line up. But being that malika's kachem befnim is not a situation where you even did anything wrong, that's the lachatchila de gawei that you're supposed to do it. If it's the lachatchila de gawei that you're supposed to do it, even if you would do it now in another way, you wouldn't say that there's a problem by virtue of the fact that it's loy shava. Loy shava is a svara that if there's two ways of doing it that are both wrong, and one of them I know for a fact is not metama, then the other way also is not going to be metama. Do me the treifa. But to the extent that the one that's not metama is not metama because I did it in the right way, so in that case, it's going to be different. I don't know what's bothering Yoel, right? But I'm guessing what's bothering Yoel is, what do you mean? Shchitas chulin b'chutz is also a davar shebechsherei. And we just said that as it relates to shchitas chulin b'fnim, the reason it's not metama is because it's not shavu. Am I right? It's mechavim to Yoel, which is always a covet for me. But from the fact that shchitas chulin b'fnim, you're telling me it's not metama, you do me the treifa, because shchitas chulin b'chutz is not metama. Well, l'chayre, ein l'cha davar shebechsherei g'doylem yizu, ayin b'rishoyin, shita m'kubet says, already asks this kashna. Ayin Sham says the Gemara, but one last ha'ara, and that is, are you going to tell me that don and davish loy b'achsheiroi, mi davish loy b'achsheiroi, vein don and davish loy b'achsheiroi, mi davish loy b'achsheiroi? But what about the following price that the Gemara brought already in yesterday's daf? How do you know that when it comes to psul yoytze, that it's considered something that's amol lo yeret? So if you have a murim that will yoytze, the halach is if you put it on the mizbech, amol lo yeret. The reason is because being that there's no psul yoytze by Obama, so if there's no psul yoytze by Obama, so therefore the halach is it's going to be in amol lo yeret. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that if you're telling me there's a svar of don and davar shloy bechsherim and davar shloy bechsherim, or between don and davar shloy bechsherim and davar shabechsherim, so how could there be a kula? How could there be a klishos in the psul yoytze because of the fact that you find there's no psul yoytze by Obama? It's not the pshat that there's no psul yoytze by Obama. It's a davar shabechsherim. There are no mechitzas by Obama. And being that there are no mechitzas by Obama, there's no mitzias of yoytze. Elamai, what do you see? I don't care davar shabechsherim, davar shloy bechsherim. At the end of the day, there's a svar in the world called sherim etzinu yoytze kasha b'bama. So too l'chayra malak kachem b'chutz. The halacha should be that it's not metama, and the reason is because malak kachem b'fnim is not metama. What are you going to tell me? I can't learn from malak kachem b'fnim because it's a davar shabechsherim. There's a precedent in the limudim and the pirchas of kachim. We don't seem to care about davar shebechsherei versus davar shloy bechsherei, but the Gemara says it's not true. Tana azois teiras ha'ola riba samachle, that brisa that says there is no psul yoytze by imol lo yeret, meaning yoytze is imol lo yeret, ishare yoytze kashim b'bama. It's not really based on the svara. We saw this in yesterday's zaf. It's based on the pasuk of zois teiras ha'ola. There's a ribuy and there's a miut. Bottom line is it's based on a pasuk. Being that it's based on a pasuk, the svara is like an asmachta. It's just a ezer. It's a siyua to the limud. But really, it's rooted in a drash. If all I had was the svara of shari yoytze kashim b'bama, I would say don and davar shloy bechsherim, and davar shloy bechsherim, and don and davar shloy bechsherim, and davar shabechsherim. Either way, we just concluded the majority of what we're going to learn right now, and that is really it's two brises, very straightforward, two teres kayanims. Both teres kayanims are coming from the same place, right? Sometimes the weeds of a Gemara are hard, but at least high level, what just happened, right? It says, with regards to the nevela of an oiftar, which we know is metame bebeis abliya, not only the person, but even the begodim abeis abliya. It says, V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela u'treifa ba'ezrach u'bager v'chives begodah v'rachatz b'mayim v'tomei ad ha'aref. L'chayre, the word u'treifa is extra. We're not talking about treifa, we're talking about nevela. Everything we need here regarding nevela, we know it's an oiftar. How do we know that? Because it's v'chol nefesh asher toichal, and it says, not only is the person tomei, but v'chives begodah. But why did Torah write the word treifa? We have two braises that said two different pshatim. Hatzad ha'shove between the two braises is that the word treifa is being megala, a situation where the shechita or the malika was done by eifim psal. And sometimes the halach is it will be tamei, sometimes the halach is that it won't be tamei. What does it depend on? Well, it's dumi de treifa. It's dumi de treifa. If it's similar to treifa, yeah. If it's not similar to treifa, not. What does it mean, dumi de treifa? That's where the two braises veered off. The first braise has said, dumi de treifa, ma treifa she'im materes eso iser, afkol she'im materes eso iser. The second braise has said, that mat shreifa shava b'fnim mibachot, av kol shavos b'fnim mibachot. Another Mishnah, that's a shtickle me'inyin le'inyin ba'is e'inyin. Says the Mishnah, malak v'nimtzis, treifa. What would be if the kohen went ahead and did the malika and he found out that this oif was a treifa? And that is a little bit of a different case. Here we're talking about a treifa because we're talking about a treifa. We're not using the word treifa to be melamed hilchas nevela. We're talking about a treifa because kachava. So kohen went ahead, he did a malika, and all of a sudden the animal turns out is a treifa. Now, what's the shaila? What's the shaila? That's pashit. That's pashit that you can't eat the animal. It's treifa, right? So forget about malika, not malika. It's a treifa. So it's dead on arrival, pun intended. There's no way in the world you'd be able to eat it. You want a avoida to be a kosher avoida on an animal that's a treifa? You can't use a treifa as a carbon. So what's the shaila? The shaila is it going to be tamei or is it not going to be tamei? That's the nidin over here. Rameir says, ain't a matame beis abliyah. It's not metame beis abliyah. Rabbi Yehuda even metame. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It is going to be metame beis abliyah. And Rameir explained. Rameir, who says in metame beis abliyah, he said kal v'chaim. I know from a kal v'chaim. Nivlas behema. She metame b'magav b'masa madach nivela b'behema. Which is a tumah chamur. It's metame b'magav b'masa shchitas b'taris treifas metumasa. In the event that somebody would shecht an animal and the animal would be found to be a treifa, the halacha is that, although you wouldn't be able to eat the animal, but at the same time, it wouldn't be tomei tumas nevela, because the shechita is mitaheres treifasa mitumasa. I eat a treifa, so what? Treifa just means you can't eat it. But at the same time, the shechita is going to be a shechita as it relates to it not being tomei. And that's true by nivlas behema, which is tumachamura. So nivlas ha'oif, she'ena metame magamasa. Nevela of an oif, which is not metame magamasa. It's a tumachal, it's only metame bebeis apli. Ena din shtei shechita say mitaheres treifa mitumasa. So certainly, the shechita of this oif should be metar. Now, Rameh just proved that the shechita of an oif, tahar, if it's nimtzes treifa, should not be tamei bebeis apliya. Loyal ze onudane, right? What did the Mishnah begin? Molak. That's why Rameir needs another step. This is not a direct flight. This has a stopover. So here's the next stop. And madach, when it comes to the shchita of an oif, the halacha is that if you shecht an oif and him says treifa, what's the halacha? It's not going to be tamei umitaheres treifasim mitumasai. Afmli kosei shimachsharta ba'achilo detar treifasim mitumasai. Meaning, if shchitas oif, the halacha is mitaher a treifa midei nevei. Malika's oif should be the same thing. So Rameir says, Molak v'nimtzas treifa ein metame bebeis abliya. How do I know that? I know it from a double yud gimel midah shaltar in the drashas pam. It's a dover halamid bekal v'chomer that's being chayzer malamid b'binyanav. Right? I think that's the category that it falls into. The dover halamid bekal v'chomer is that madach the shchita of a behema that's chulin, where it was nintzas treifa, the halach is that even though you wouldn't be allowed to eat it, but the fact that it's a treifa would not get in the way of the shechita being mitired from tumah. Well, then kal v'chomer it's going to be true when it comes to the shechita of an oif chulin. What's the kal v'chomer? Because tumas behem is a tumah chamur, it's metame b'magav b'mas, as opposed to tumas oif is a tumah kala, it's only metame b'beis abliya. And if I know that the shechita of an oif chulin, where it's nintzas treifa, is not going to be metame b'beis abliya, well, it makes perfect sense that the malika should be the same way. Rabbi Yossi said, "Daya kinivlas behema." Rabbi Yossi says, "I disagree. I don't think that you can learn malikas oif from shchitas behema. Even though I technically have the mechanism to do it, because I'm learning shchitas oif from shchitas behema, and then malikas oif from shchitas oif. But at the end of the day, what's emerging, if you look at this high level from a 20,000 foot view, so what's happening is that shchitas behema is being melamed to malikas oif, and it can't do that because daya kniflas behema shchitas mitaheres v'loy malikasa. At the end of the day, by behema there's no musig of malika. So as much as by behema you find this idea that the shchita is mitaher, even when it's a treifer from tumah chamura, but you don't find it by malika. Why not? Because the shtinga is malikas behema, and being that you don't find it by behema, there's no way that on the receiving end of a kal v'chomer, even if it jumps through the hoop of the binyanav, you're going to have it by a malika zayif. It's according to Rabbi Yossi, who sounds a little bit like he's a third shita in the Mishnah. That will all play itself out in the Gemara. The halach is that this is not going to be okay. Either way, the first shita of the Mishnah is Rameir. Rameir said, Molak v'nimtzas treifa ein metame bebeis abliya. What's his makar? He learns it from a kal v'chomer. If nivlas behema, where it's nimtzas treifa, is metar from the tumah chamura, well then nivlas oif, which is a tumah kala, for sure would be metaher. And if shchita, so if chulin is metaher, then so too malika. What was Rabbi Yossi's taina? The end of the Mishnah, dayoy. Right? Rabbi Yossi said dayoy. What do you mean? At the end of the day, there's no malika by shchitas behema. So if there's no malika by shchitas behema, mechatesi, your kalva chaymer of shchitas oif through a binyan av can result in it being true even by malika. Says the Gemara, for Amir loy darish dayoy. I mean, should we walk away from this Mishnah that Rameir doesn't hold of Dayoy? And by the way, you find this Lashon in a different place in Shas, right? Reb Tarfin loy darish Dayoy. So, does Rameir not hold of Dayoy? V'dayoy dey raisu. Dayoy is a pasuk in the Torah. How do I know that? D'tanya tzabraisa. Midin kal v'choymer. Ketzad. How do you darshan a kal v'choymer? So, one of the important halachas of a kal v'choymer is learned from a pasuk that says, V'yem Hashem al-Moshe, v'aviyoy yorak, yorak b'faneo v'goymer. And the v'goymer is, aloysi kolim shivas yomim. So what does this mean? What this means is that when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, and she became a Mitzayra, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Miriam right now is going to have to be quarantined for a 7-day period. Why? He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, because if Miriam's father, her biological father, would be angry at her, so what would happen? So now that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be the same way. If for her biological father it would be 7 days, then if it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be more than 7 days. How many days? It should be 14 days. Now, Mechtes of 14 days? Oh, good kasha, I'm asking. It's Mechamet Tzviki now also. But why 14 days? So I am bereid by to that. We spoke about this once. But the bottom line is, so you would think it's really having a good day. You think it's have to be Mechamet Yanki. So you would think that it should be 14 days. The Teretz is Dai Lovin Adin Liyas Kenodin. So if for her father it would have been 7 days, then it can't be for the Eibishter more than 7 days either because of this Musik of Dai. But the bottom line is, we learn from a parsha in the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Miriam. It's a mefurish parish in the Torah. This inyan of Daya Lovin Adin Liyas Kenodin. So Rabbi Yossi says Daya. What does Rameir hold? Rameir doesn't hold of Daya. Rameir loy darish Daya, but Daya dey reis. There's no way you cannot hold of Daya. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin said, Rameir kro ashkech v'kadarish. You want to know Pshan Rameir? So Rameir had a pasuk. This whole Rameir is really based on a pasuk. It says Zoyis Torahs Abehema Va'oif. This is in the parish of Tumah. And the Torah says, this is the Torah of Tumah regarding Vehema of an oif. Says the Brice of Chi Be'eza Torah Shofsa Behema la oif, oif la behema. So you Torah as a behema oif sounds like behema and oif are one and the same. Really? In what way is a behema and oif similar as it relates to Tumah? Says the Gemara like this. Behema metame b'mago b'masa. Oif ain't metame b'mago b'masa. Oif metame b'godim abes ablio. Behema ain't metame b'godim abes ablio. It's no sheiches. Right? Behema is metame b'mago b'masa. That's not something oif has. Oif is metame b'godim. Or be abes ablio. Behema doesn't have that. You have to say that the Hekish is coming to teach me. Just like a behema. The dover that's machshir lachila, meaning the shchita, is mitaher, even a trefa, mitumasa, af oif, so to an oif. Dover shem machshir bachila, the thing that's machshir bachila, mitaher trefasa mitumasa, is going to be mitaher trefa mitoma. What does that mean? That if it's nintzes trefa, it's going to be mitahered as well. Now we need a little bit of help here. The Gemara is saying that there's a hekish that teaches me the halacha, that just like a behema is mitaher trefa, so to a by an oif, we're going to see it's going to be mitar midei treifa. Okay, so how does this help us? The reason this helps us is because this hekish l'chayre is sai with regards to shchita and sai with regards to malika. And over here, the limud is not kal v'chaymer, but rather the limud is hekish. So if the limud is hekish, emesh even ala hekish, over here you're not going to have a problem of da'i lovim adin liyas kenodin. Another nusach, and this is brought here on the side of the Gemara, is that it could be the Iker Kal V'Chaymer that Rameh said in the Mishnah he's still standing by. Because really, it sounds like from the Mishnah, Rameh is coming from a Kal V'Chaymer, right? So Rameh really is coming from a Kal V'Chaymer. And he's using the Kal V'Chaymer to teach me, Shchita. Because for that, there's no dialogue and then Lias Kenodin. If Shchita's Behema is going to be Matar, then Shchita's Soif is also going to be Matar. What was the issue? The issue was, I don't have an ability to jump from Malika, because dialogue and then Lias Kenodin. For that, I'm going to use the Hekish. So at the end of the day, the Kal V'Chaymer is going to be used for Shchita. The Hekish is going to be used for Malika. Once I have the Hekish, what do I need the Kal V'Chaymer? Good. This is going to walk into tomorrow's daf, which Be'ezah Hashem will see tomorrow. But the bottom line is that for now, Rameyer, the first Shchita in the Mishnah, holds that just like if somebody would shecht a behemah, the nimtzes treif ma'ein metame bebeis habliya, so too if somebody shechts an oif, and so too if somebody does malika on a knife, even though it's nimtzes treifa, and being that it's nimtzes treifa, so at the end of the day, it's not going to be kosher, can eat it, avoida is not a kosher avoida, but at the same time, as it relates to tumah, the treifa in and of itself is not going to get in the way. So just to end this epic week with one final raid bite, and that is, not even a raid bite, just a few hergeish, very, very short. This week's parasha is Parashas Vayetze. Parashas Vayetze begins Vayetze Yaakov miber shava Vayelech Harana. What an appropriate way to start the week. Vayetze Yaakov miber shava. Yaakov Avinu left Ber Shava. He left Eretz Yisrael. Vayelech Harana. He's heading to ancient Turkey. But the point is, he's going to Chutz Laretz. Vayivka b'moke mahu. And he came to a certain place, Vayolen Sham, and he fell asleep there. Kiva Shemesh, because the sun had set. Vayikach me'avnei hamokim, and he took from the stones in that area. Vayosem irashoysev, he put them around his head. Vayishka b'mokim ahu, and he went to sleep over there. Vayachlem, he had a dream. Vine sulam utzavartza, v'roishem agiyah shamayma, vine havaya nitzavolov, v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. The Chida, in his Sefer Rosh David, in Parshas Vayetze, he brings a pshat in these psukim, b'shem his famous grandfather, Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Chesed Avram, the great, great Yerushalmi Mekubal, who said, Derech ha'achuvim ha'nemonim, the derech of people that like each other, b'yipardam ish mireyeyu, when they part ways, boichim, they begin to cry, and they start saying, Divrei Pius, I'm going to miss you, so gishmak, we had such a good time, when are we doing this again? We have to put something on our calendar. Like you find by David and Yonason. Said Rabbi Avram Azulai, the kol kach godlo be'enei Yaakov Avinu olav ha'shalom k'dushas Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu loved Eretz Yisrael so much. Ki be'egil l'tchum Eretz Yisrael. When he came to the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and he was about to leave the k'dusha of the land, kol son nafshoi be'pardam imenu. His nefesh poshet started leaving him. He was going mishiga. Because he's leaving the land right now. And he started giving divrei pius to the land. I'm going to miss you, Eretz Yisrael. I can't go. It's going to be so hard. And he started crying. And he was mamish talking to the land. He says, you don't know how much pain I'm in. I have to run away. I'm telling you now, I'm going to come back one day. As this was happening, as he was mamish, he was crying. It got late early. And all of a sudden, the sun set. And he had a lie there. V'zeu shekosev, this is what the pasuk means. Vayivka b'mokoyim, vayolen sham. Vayivka, said Rabbi Avram Azulai, is a lashon of pius. You find this lashon in different places in Tanakh. And it was b'mokim daik, it was in that place. And it was because of that place. So yonifrad mi'eretz Yisrael, mokim ha'kodesh, chelek alikam mimal, for yohoylech al eretz loy metuara. V'kol kach hirba pius, u'pchiyo, k'derech oye v'reya, at shezeh hoye siba, this was the reason. Vayolin Shum Kiba Hashemesh Vahula Yada. He had no idea. Valderech Sehu Masha Amru. He says, this is an Indian that you find by Tzadikim. The Gemara says that some Amayram have a Menashe Kipi da Akko. When they would come to Akko, they would kiss the floor because they had such a Hava Feretz Yisrael. And they wanted it so much. And Serva Vamazulai, the Kashira Hashem Taikas Ahavas Yaakov Avinu Olav Hasholem Be'eretz Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how much Yaakov Avinu loved Eretz Yisrael, he wanted so badly not to leave because he understood this is home and this is really where he belongs. But sometimes a person has to do what a person has to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have nothing to worry about. He said, I promise you, Vashivoy Sicha Elo Adoma Azois, I'm going to make sure you come back one day. You so badly don't want to leave. The day is going to come. The day is going to come when you're going to come back. I don't think there's a more appropriate way to end such a week than with these hergeshim. With these hergeshim of Vayivka Bamokoim, Vayolin Shom Kiva Shemesh, we all know that this is where we belong. But we got to do what we got to do. But when a person feels that way, and a person leaves with those types of hergeshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nitzav alav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yid, V'hinei anoichi imach, u'shmarticha b'chol ashne teilech, v'ashiv oisicha al adama azois. That was the avtocha that Yaakov Avinu got, and this is the reason he got this avtocha. I think before Friday night, I would have looked at this chidah. Okay, it's a nice chidah. When you appreciate the fact that the chidah was born in Hebron, and the chidah was from Yerushalayim, and the chidah was a shadar, and he had to leave Eretz Yisrael. He ended up spending decades of his life in Italy, not a place that he wanted to be. These hergeshim, and the chidah was zoicha. Our first stop on this trip was to Har Menuchas, and we saw that this bracha was niskayim to the chidah 200 years after he passed away. Kemat v'ashiv oisicha l'adam ha'azoyis. He was zoicha to be returned because menuchasoy is taka on Har Menuchas. But this is the avtocha. When a yid leaves Eretz Yisrael the way you're supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael, there's a shmir el yoyna, and not just that, v'ashiv oisicha l'adam ha'azoyis. Just to end, I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Moshe Shlom Yokshlita. He told me he was a bacher. He was in Camp Yeshiva. That was Chassan Sofer's summer camp. So I went to Chassan Sofer, but I went to Camp Agoda. I didn't go to Camp Yeshiva. But he said he remembers they were in Camp Yeshiva, and it was the end of a very, very fun Geshmaka summer. And the Matis Tafaruf, Zechonu Livracha, he got up and he wanted to say Divrei Pirud. He wanted to Gizegin Zech with the Bacharim. So he gets up and he says, Chazal say, Haniftar mechavera. If somebody says goodbye to his friend, Al yiftar mimenu elu mitoich dvar alocha, shemitoich kach sechreya. So he said that the Ksav Sofer, this is the world of Ksav Sofer, that the Ksav Sofer, the Zayda said, that what does it mean, Haniftar mechavera, Al yiftar mimenu elu mitoich dvar alocha, shemitoich kach sechreya. He said that when a person says goodbye to his friend, he should say goodbye with a kasha. Why with a kasha? Because if you say goodbye with a kasha, the person that you're saying goodbye to is going to always think of the kasha. And like this, he's going to remember you. And then could be in a year from now, he's going to think of a teretz, and he's going to remember you. You're the one that asked him this kasha. And that's how the Ksav Sofer attached this very well-known chazal. That when a person says goodbye, dvar halacha as in a kasha. Because if you leave somebody with a kasha, that person, that kasha is going to be on his mind. So the Matz Tov Eruv turned to the Bukhrim. And he said, "Ich will mekayim zan divrei Chazal, hanifta mechaveroi al yifta mimenu el mitoich dvar halacha." And I'm going to leave you boys with a kasha. He said, "But this kasha that I'm going to leave you with right now is a zagit the kasha. Ich zug dich tzi, es nisch du kein ein buche du in the ganze zimmer, in the ganze mismedrish, was kein enfer in der kasha." He said, "This is a kasha, was is a zurich in gudel from Abkiweiger. It's a zag kasha. I'm telling you right now, nobody in the world knows the answer to." And he said, everybody's sitting there with bated breath, and everyone's heart is pumping. What's this kasha that no one in the world knows an answer to, that the Matas Tov Eruv is leaving the Bukhrim? And he turned to the Bukhrim, he said, "Vils vissen man kasha? Man kasha is kusha ulai predaschen. Vaza kasha is nishtu kein teretz." Just want to end with a bracha. We say on Shabbos, Yekum Purkam in Shmaya. We ask Hashem, Chino, V'chizda, V'rachame, V'chaye Arichei, Umzoyni Revichei, V'siyata D'Shmaya, Uvar Yeskufa, Unahir Ma'alya, Zara Chai V'kayomo, Zara D'lo Yifsoik, V'dilo Yiftom, V'piskomi Eiraisa. I mean, this is the most beautiful bracha in the world. Everything. It is nothing that's not in this bracha. Who we vinching on should get this bracha? It's L'morona V'rabona, Chavurasa Kadishasa, Divara D'Yisrael, V'dibavavel. It's L'rei Sheikhala. The Reshe Kala. I want to bench on all the chevre that made this Yarchi Kala happen. The Reshe Kala that are all in this room right now. But really, all the mishtatfim of the Yarchi Kala, they should be gebenched with Chino and Chizda and Rachme, Chaye Arichei, Mezoyne Revichei, Siyata Deshmaya, Fariya Skufa, Nohir Ma'alya, Zarechai V'kayomo, Zare Dilo Yifzlek, V'dilo Yiftom, V'skomi Eirasho. We should be Zoicha because we're leaving with Hergeshem, with Gaguim, to the Shmirel Yoyna, the Haftocha of Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Haftocha of HaKadosh Baruch, of Hine Anoichi Imach, Shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, and b'korav mamish, we should be zoicha to v'ashiv oisicha elo adama azos.